All right, random thought, man. How honest should you be when someone asks for your opinion about something? Mm. And I'm not talking about work project or anything like that. I'm talking like outside of the work realm, like in your personal life. And I asked this because I had a coworker that I'd worked with, and beautiful girl, right? She, you know, long hair, and she got a haircut. And, you know, if you've been following The Black Bachelor, you know how I feel about like really short hair. And she comes into the office. She's like, "Hey, Terrell, you know, what do you think of my haircut?" And I was just like, "Oh yeah, you cut your hair." And I just stood there. And she goes, "Well, do you like it?" And I was like, oh yeah, it looks nice. But I'm just like, it doesn't look nice. You know, so how often, you know, how honest should we be, right? If someone invites you to their house, "Hey, check out my house." You walk in, you're like, "Oh wow, yeah, you really used up the space. Got it." You know, or, you know, someone shows you their kids and these are our twins. You're like, "Oh yeah, they're babies. Bless their little hearts," as we say in the South.
Oh, Jesus.
How honest should you really be? Just throwing it out.
Well, you know, I think that's an interesting question, just because I remember me, young Yanni, was a little more brutal than aged Yanni.
No.
Right?
No.
I remember this girl mouth. In college, right? And she got a hairdo. And you know what I mean when I say a hairdo. You know, this joker that's got, it's hard and it doesn't move and, you know, shit like that.
the Tessica Brown. Got it.
But why? Look.
Yeah.
So she's like, "Well, do you like it?" I'm like, "No." "Well, you're not supposed to say that. Then don't ask me." "Well, Everybody else says they like it. I'm not them."
Yeah.
You know, mad at me. I'm like, "Okay, that's fine." And, you know, a couple days later, she's reading an article. Says, "Look, see, it says here, if you don't like your girlfriend's hairstyle, you're not supposed to say it. Then don't ask me. If you want everybody to tell you exactly what you want to hear, then I'm not the one to ask." Now, I say that in the asking side. So if you ask, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. Now, would I just come out and say, "Hey, what's up? Oh, that's an ugly-ass hairstyle." You know, no. I'm not going to say that. However, do not ask my opinion. I may actually give it. And all of that, I've got to go, you know, I still want to ask this whole, for those who didn't catch the Bachelor recaps, like, what is your obsession with, why do you hate short haircuts on women? Why do you hate Halle Berry so much?
Hold on. No. Halle Berry haircuts, and we cleared this, we covered this on the recaps. The old school boomerang Halle Berry haircut, love it. Mm-hmm. But if your hair is the same length as mine.
So Tiffany Haddish is a no-go?
I'm not all that interested. Did she shave her head?
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen it. I'll put it up so you can see, But Tiffany Haddish definitely went. It looks like your haircut right now, except I think she's a blonde now.
Yeah, no, that's just not, I'm not interested. Hard pass.
Why?
Why am I not interested? I think I shared this on the recap. The reason why I'm not interested is many, 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 many moons ago, I courted a young lady who had very short hair, and a couple dates, and she spends the night. In the middle of the night, like, I'm just, you know, you're just laying there and you're just kind of like feeling around, you haven't opened your eyes yet, and I touch her and then I touch her head, and it just felt like there's a dude laying on my chest, and it was just like it was just weird. And there's nothing wrong with dudes laying other dudes' chest if that's what you like. It's not what I liked. And so it was just kind of like, it just kind of threw me off. And so I just, I like longer hair than that.
I know right now you're thinking that, you know, I probably asked you that just so I could get a laugh out of it. But really and truly, I just wanted to prove to people that, you know, it's not just that you have, because there's some people who are going to jump immediately and go, "Oh, the hell with him. He doesn't like women with short haircuts." No. This is, you've got PTSD, okay? You've now been officially diagnosed with PTSD from, you were traumatized from that night. Again, like you said, you were asleep, you were half awake, you were like, "Who the hell's this guy?" Oh, whew.
Yeah, it was just different. But no, like, I like going to the barbershop. You know, I go every Saturday. That's my me time. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to go to the same barbershop.
Honey.
And then it'd be our
time. Like, we go get our haircuts, then we go get our mani-pedis.
Yeah. We We got an appointment. I should have two people for 12 o'clock, two edge ups, two taper fades, and a lot.
What do y'all want?
Babe, we should get matching parts. Like, we should just get.
We should get them on opposite sides, though.
Like we could be the Black Lightning couple. She get a lightning bolt on the left. I get a lightning bolt on the right.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard people having some crazy conversations?
Yeah, kind of like this one. Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 26. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Yes, and also, don't forget to watch The Bachelor tonight. Is this the last episode, or is this second to last?
Second to last episode. There's three girls left. He's got to narrow it down to two, mm-hmm. and then next week will be the finale.
Okay, so you can watch it, or you can just go ahead and skip it and catch our Black Bachelor recaps, because that's what we affectionately call it, the Black Bachelor. And we'll let you know what happened, like, you know, who won the episode. Well, it's down to the last three. You're really going to predict who's – we can't predict who's getting the boot. We can predict who's going to win, right?
Yep, yep. We can definitely do that. I have a prediction.
And so do I. I've had one from the very beginning. Make sure you join the conversation by commenting. You can agree, disagree, or agree to disagree with any of our points, mainly Terrell's, because, you know, I'm always right, so it's okay. And you'll also be putting a run-in for the monthly Regular Guys Random Giveaway.
Yes, leave a comment. That's how you get put your name in. That's how your name gets put in the hat for the giveaway. So leave a comment.
It's Regular Guys Random Thoughts Black Bachelor Recaps every Tuesday on YouTube. Just search RGRT Pod and be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the bell for notifications. Now let's get back to the show.
26 episodes, man. Just to call it out. That's 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's been great along the way. I mean, you know, having a lot of these conversations and knowing that it's every week. And people, I don't know if, you know, how it, sometimes it can get to be work, but it's not because you enjoy doing it. So I love talking to you. So I'm glad we're able to do this. We're at 26 now and catching a little more steam and really looking forward to the next 26 and the next 206, you know, as we keep moving.
Yeah, man. It's been good. It's been fun. The evolution of it, if all those that watched the very first episode one to where we are now, I think it's obvious just some of the evolution that we've had and some of the great work that Yanni does in the production studio. So
I would love to hear what your friend Reggie Mantle has to say, because I know he was there watching some of the initial pre-episode one episodes, because we did some run-throughs. I'd love to hear what he have to say too. So
I'll have to ask him. I don't know if he's been watching any of the newer stuff, but we'll have to check in with him and see.
He's probably like, I still think he's a racist. What made you smile this week, man?
Oh, so this week at work, it was Team Member Appreciation Week. Mm-hmm. And I work for a very large organization. And so all these different operators, everybody was trying to do their things to appreciate their teammates, right? A lot of them were doing things like pizza parties and stuff like that. Stuff that you can do when y'all actually work in person.
Right.
Well, I have a team of about 65, and I've only met three in person. Everybody is remote, right? And I'm like, what could I do, you know, to make this fun? And so I put together a virtual happy hour. Now, little backstory, when I first started and I got this whole team, I was like, I need to have like a fun, you know, get to know me. Let's do a big virtual happy hour, guys. Let's, you know, recruiting's fun, da, da, da. It was like the worst first date ever. Nobody would talk. Nobody would say anything. You know, like I've never been a comedian, but the idea of bombing, I think that's what I went through in that first happy hour.
Right.
And so, and it's been a crazy week. There's a whole lot going on. And so it was just, you got regular stuff going on that's frustrating. Then you're trying to figure out, how do I do something nice for the team? So the only thing I come up with is, let's do a virtual happy hour. Got everybody on. And we did the whole, you know, I gave my appreciate you speech, and then we went into just kind of some fun questions that they could, we did it in Zoom, so you could raise your hand if they wanted to answer. And it was ways that everybody get to know each other, but it was so much fun. Everybody was chatting up, dialoguing, complimenting each other. And in that moment, I had that, wow, this is why I do what I do, and this is why I like being in leadership, because of these people. And mm-hmm. so it was kind of that rejuvenating, you know, like I can't wait for work Monday. Like one of those type of deals. And so, that was just great. Really enjoyed them, and I appreciate all the hard work they do.
No, that's great. That's really good stuff, especially when you get to see the team evolve from what it was when they were all sitting there like, ah, crap, who's this?
Yeah, nobody wanted to have their cameras on. I was DJing. You'd have been proud. So to get it started, as people all trying to log into the Zoom, I had my dance hall radio station playing on Pandora. So it was nice. And they're looking at me like, Tara, you like Reagan? I'm like, yeah, I used to hate this shit till I met Yanni. And
like, actually, I really don't, but I know I like about 2 or 3 songs. That's about it.
Yep, that's about it.
You know, there are a couple of things that made me smile this week. And one of them was this doctor. I saw the story where this doctor appeared in court while in surgery. I'm like, huh? How is this even possible? He's in traffic court, and of course it's virtual traffic court. So when the judge goes, all right, you know, Terrell, you're up, pop on the screen, is like, are you in the middle of a surgery? He goes, yes, but I'm here, I'm fine. No, you're not fine. And that person wouldn't be fine. So no, we'll reschedule. Now, at first I'm like, first, that man is just multitasking, right? That's all. That doctor was just multitasking. I've got this to do. And then I thought about it. If he didn't think he could win this ticket or get off, maybe he just wants to postpone it. Hey, look, so here's what we're going to do. I've got a quarter pin. I need you to lie down on this table. I need you to just stand here, act as if we're doing what we normally do. It could have been one of his workers.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad idea. That's pretty smart. So I saw that too, and I was thinking, like, if it was just a dentist and you're just doing, you know, a filling, could you do that in traffic? Yeah, but what type of surgery was he performing?
He was a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I mean, you could mess up. That's going to be a huge lawsuit.
Yeah. But yeah. I think you can mess up even if it's a filling. Again, if my dentist, especially, you say the dentist, I don't want you concentrating on anything else but what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
If I'm getting plastic surgery, I don't want you concentrating on anything else other than the surgery at hand. As a matter of fact, if I am just going and you're taking my temperature, I don't want you focusing on anything else other than the task at hand.
I agree with that, because even if my barber was trying to talk on the phone while cutting my hair, that just annoys me. Like, dude, focus.
Yeah.
You know, call him back or something, or I'll go get a beer and I'll come back. When
I'm just
ready.
Glad if my barber doesn't put his nuts on my shoulder, I'm fine.
I don't know what kind of barbershop you go to.
Oh, stop it. Don't act like it's never happened to you. Here, hold these.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't happened to me at all. Has that happened to me at all?
I'm show not me the on, only one, goddammit.
Show me on the doll where the barber touched you, Yanni.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you know, I really wish I was laughing this hard during Coming to America this past weekend. And I really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't disappointed in the movie.
Yeah.
You watched it. What'd you think?
Exact same. Mm-hmm. I had maybe a couple laughs. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the whole time I'm just watching this, I'm like, But it wasn't disappointing. It was still a good movie. Mm-hmm. A whole lot of cool cameos, a lot of people in it.
Yep.
I still question, like, did they just call Salt and Pepper, like, last minute? Hey, what y'all doing? Get in here. Put your jacket on. Like, that just seemed... They looked a little rushed. Let's just say that. They looked a little rushed, but the storyline went pretty much, if you paid attention to any of the... interviews and commentary about what Coming to America was going to be about. The storyline followed that. I thought it was good. It just wasn't like hilarious. And I think you can't always expect lightning to strike twice, right? When there's the first one and then you try to redo it, it's not always going to be as good. And I think Coming to America, the original one, was so perfect in its time, so and it's timeless. It's still hilarious. And I've seen it 30 times. Am I going to watch this one 30 times? No. But it was a really good movie. Eddie Murphy did a great job. And what I like about Eddie Murphy the most, Eddie Murphy finds ways to take care of a lot of people. He gets a lot of comedians who are up-and-comers into stuff. a lot of people in this one are people that we've known, but there's probably some unknowns that are going to blow up now thanks to the Eddie Murphy fist bump. So I thought it was a good movie, but was I like in stitches laughing? No.
At all. And, you know, the other thing about it too is like, I'm not mad because it was on Prime, right? Well, it was on Amazon Prime Video, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
You know, I just had Amazon. I got married, and I automatically had Amazon Prime. So I'm happy about that. So I didn't. Again, there was no extra money paid for this, right? Had I gone to the movie theater, where the matinee is $10, the popcorn, the soda, and the Twizzlers equals another $45. You know, at that point, I might have been a little upset.
Wait, don't forget, and used up all my goddamn gas.
You know, this is why I'm not really mad about it. And again, yeah. My expectations for this were not high. It was, and this is, to me, it was family reunion style, right? Because you got to see everybody back, except, of course, Queen Aeolian, or as he called her in the first movie. Alien, all right?
Yeah.
Amazing thing that I got to find out about her, and I saw this in an Essence article, was the fact that she, one, she passed in 95, which is why she's not in this movie, right? But also that she, she's originally from Jamaica. She came over after being a teacher until she was about 30 years old, came to the States. She was in a number of things, including Roots. She was John Amos's wife in Roots. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in Coming to America, she was James Earl Jones' wife. Well, she was also his wife in another movie, too, when she played Sarabi in the original Lion King. She was the voice of
Sarabi. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, it was really cool to find that stuff out about her. And I like the fact that they paid tribute to her in the movie by, you know, referencing her and not just referencing, oh, your mom passed. No, it was more, what would she think? So she was still an important role in the movie, even though she wasn't there. So I like that.
And that's a good call out.
Very good, nostalgic. And I will say, though, the highlight of the movie, Wesley Snipes. And for as the general from Next Doria. Stupidest
Next
name
Doria.
Ever. But that tells you exactly, that was the name of the country. But that tells you how stupid the movie was. Even his entrance, it was so over the top. And the way he walked. And you got to love it.
Yeah. No, Wesley Snipes, I think he did kind of steal the show a little bit. I mean, he was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you're so used to seeing Wesley Snipes play Blade and play the Sears character.
Yes.
You forget sometimes how funny Wesley Snipes can be and how he can actually really act.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is Mr. Passion in 57. Always bet on black. You know, he was king of those one-liners back in that time.
That movie was terrible, though.
I love that movie. What you talking about?
Oh, that
it's a horrible plot. But I mean, when you look back at it now, yes, but at the same time, you take it for what it is. Just like you took Coming to America for what it is. So people who are trying to go, oh my God, it's not this. And of course, they had to take clips from the first movie to make this worthwhile because there are people who hadn't seen this. This movie is 33 years old, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to think that, but it really is. It's an old movie, and so the nostalgia of it. Could they have done without doing a part two? Yes. But I'm not mad that they did.
Hey, make that money.
Speaking of making money, your girl from the
Crystal
from
Jackson.
Oh.
Crystal Jackson. So
have
for
you
those
subscribed?
That paid attention, no, I have not subscribed. I'm not a subscriber to anyone's OnlyFans.
Okay, just checking.
Period. But Crystal Jackson is the mom who had her three kids kicked out of the Catholic school because parents found out that she had this OnlyFans account. Now, a little backstory, she got the OnlyFans account because she was going through menopause, wasn't feeling as sexy, created this deal, and it was just something maybe try to spice up the love life between her and her husband. She had no idea she was going to blow up, and she blew up to the point that she was making $150,000 a month that she told in a story. Now, we think haters found out that she's making a lot of money. It's not so much, you know, that she has this only. And apparently, I've not been on her OnlyFans page, but according to her in her interview, she's not really posting anything pornographic. It's just her in, like, either lingerie or whatever, which is really, in 2021, very taboo, right? Or, I'm sorry, very mild. It's very mild. I mean, like, in 2021, you're like, I mean, we've all gotten text messages of way worse things than what Crystal Jackson is doing.
We have?
On her OnlyFans. I speak French. Oui. So now she has another story where her only, because of all this attention that her story has gotten, she went from making $150,000 a month to almost that amount a day. Mm-hmm. And so she's talking about trying to, you know, donate and give and help other people, which is great. But why are you telling everybody you're making almost $100,000 a day? Yeah. Just keep that to yourself between you and your husband. Y'all ball out. Keep doing what you're doing. But why do you got to, like, keep getting interviewed to talk about how much more money you're making? This story, I feel like this is not done. Mm-hmm. I feel like more is going to come. Probably IRS-related. Something is going to come up because she's talking way too much.
Hey, this is another example of shut your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. But, you know, I don't know why they were out talking about how much they made either, but hopefully they've been saving money away, putting money away for tax purposes. But I don't know how OnlyFans works. So maybe OnlyFans has a way that what they pay you is minus taxes. I have no idea. I have no idea. You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
And maybe what she's saying, that what they're making is the
gross.
Is the gross. But at the end of the day, here's the thing about it.
If you grossed $150,000 a month.
Yeah.
Even if it's not the net, you're still doing really well.
Doing very well. So here's the thing. All you really need, and maybe that's the way, putting that out means she gets more people subscribing to see what's really there. And if that happens and she makes more, all she needs really is 1 year of this. And they're set if they do right with their money, right? Are you going to make a full-time career out of this for the next 10, 20 years? No, but at least. But then again, you never know.
You never know.
Exactly. I mean, OnlyFans is probably the biggest threat to the porn industry right now, just because you're eliminating the third party. Right?
Yep.
The middleman is now out of the way. You can go directly to. And these are the kind of things that some porn stars have been talking about for years, about, you know, how they've been abused in this system and whatnot. Well, now they can go directly and get that money directly. And here's the thing. I can get it exactly what I want, when I want. I have it right there, access to it at all times. So, yeah, there are people who are going to benefit greatly from this. So cheers to anybody who's doing it, man.
A lot of people benefiting are the amateurs, right? Yeah. And so you got a lot of people that upload amateur porn to some of these other sites, and they're probably not making, you know, big money off of it. Right. But now they can create an OnlyFans account, find their niche, find their group that likes their stuff, and they get these subscribers, and they actually make a pretty decent living. It's safe. It's in their own home. They don't have, like, a director and all these people around forcing them to do different things and saying, hey, if you do this, we're going to add another $5,000. Camera.
You know? You go on a date and somebody says, he said, what do you do? Well, I have an OnlyFans account. What's your next move?
How long is her hair?
Oh my God. Perfect segue. I'm just going to go past that. Speaking of hair, remember you referenced her a little bit earlier. Tessica Brown.
Yes. Yeah.
She is back in the news because of course, you know, her newfound fame, there's been some money because she did merch and whatnot. Of course, the GoFundMe money, she said $20,000 was going to the doctor that helped remove the glue from her hair, going to his charity. Then $3,000, the remainder of the money was going to help three families in her town. So that money is going, the GoFundMe money is going to help people, right? So there's that. But, I mean, she did merchandising. She's now a bona fide blue check influencer.
Verified.
So therefore, she can literally make money just on social media, right? Because people are following her. She's got the followers. She's got the engagement. Great. Well, something else that came about this was she was working on herself because, you know, her management is also talking about her going into potentially reality TV, your favorite type of TV out there.
Maybe she's going to be the Black Bachelorette.
Now, that would be funny. That one, I would try to bribe the producers to get you on there just for that. That would be amazing.
No.
But She, one thing she's doing, she's doing some body work, you know, getting some plastic surgery, just getting some, I think, breast enhancements, whether it's a breast lift or whatever. But what happened was that during a pre-surgery consultation, they found lumps in her breasts.
Mm.
So, which is, and now she's saying it's a blessing because she would have never discovered this this early if all of this hadn't happened. Right.
Right.
And the reason why she even went in was because, okay, I'm going to do this. Well, and all of a sudden, hair's discovered. As a matter of fact, I want to say the doctor says she feels everything that happened with the Gorilla Glue incident was supposed to lead her to this very moment. And you know what? I can't say if I was in her shoes, I wouldn't say the exact same thing. Like, this was supposed to happen. Are you still mad at her?
I've never been mad at her. I just said I didn't feel any sympathy for her glue on
There's
her
a
head.
Difference. Okay.
I'm not mad at her. She's a 41-year-old woman that made a bad decision. But it's turned out well not only for that doctor's charity, it's turned out well for a few families in her neighborhood that needed it. They needed some help. She's got some merch and be able to make some money, and then also got some early detection that she potentially could have breast cancer. So I think it's great. I wish her well. I hope they found it early enough that they can, it's not as invasive surgery as some of the others are. I mean, I take cancer really serious, but I was never mad at her for what she did.
Yeah.
I just thought, you're 41. I don't feel any sympathy for you putting, and I still don't, regardless of where we are today. I don't feel any sympathy for what she did to her head. luckily it's panned out in some ways and only helped other people, but still don't put freaking Gorilla Glue in your hair.
And I think she can really help a lot of people in the sense of there are people who are going to listen to whatever she has to say. And her speaking on this now, like, ladies, go get checked, you know, or check yourself. There's so many different things, great things that can come out of this. So, yes, you're right. We made fun of her for the Gorilla Glue stuff, and we'll forever make fun of her for the Gorilla Glue stuff. But, you know, moving forward, I was never one of the people who was on the path of putting her down because of her celebrity because of this. It was more, how stupid were you to put this in your hair in the first place? But... Yeah. You know, even when they said, oh, she went and spent the money on a card. No, she didn't. You know, we dug a little deeper and found out the truth in that. But hopefully this really does pan into something much greater. And there's people who could take a lot of note from her in this, especially in your state of Flexus.
Oh, Texas. Okay, before we get into the governor, I just want to remind everybody that Ted Cruz doing the snowpocalypse of Texas. His wife and family, they were group texting other families saying, hey, it's freezing. We want to get out of here. We can go get a Cancun. Who wants to come? We have rooms. And when it got found out that Ted did that, he came back the next day, said, I was just trying to be a good dad, trying to take care of his daughters and escort them out there. Then come to find out, the text messages come out that no, all that was a lie. He really planned to try to get out of here. Now, I'll say this every week. I have no issue with him going to Cancun, because if I could have gotten out, I'd have went to Cancun too. My issue is that you lied. And so when we start go back to that ballot box, remember how much of a liar this dude is. You know, you can try to let him pass on the fact that Donald Trump, you know, talked about his wife, talked about his dad, all these different things. He still kept kissing that man's ass. But the dude just straight up lied to you, Texas, so he's not for you. So go to the ballot box. Pick somebody that you think is better, but Ted Cruz is not the person.
Is that there are a lot of people in Texas who are going to still feel there is no one better than him. And there are other people, and I'll get to this other person later after we get past the rest of your state. But there are people who, mark my word when I say this, Ted Cruz is going to be right back in office in the next election.
Yeah, there will be people that still will support him. That's every election, every candidate, no matter what. All I'm saying is the flat out lying that he's doing is, to me, that's my big issue with him.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep talking about it every week.
Get your people to the polls.
Get in the ballot box. We are better than Florida. We can't be like Florida. But
I don't know, Flexus.
Our governor this week has decided it's time to open Texas 100%. So starting this Wednesday, everything is back open. You know, businesses can open up to full capacity. You don't have to wear masks, right? He feels that the numbers are going down. There's 7 million people who by Wednesday should have gotten a vaccine. Keep in mind, there's 29 million people in Texas, but, you know, 7 million
are
good.
Who's counting?
Yeah. 7 million are good, so I think it's safe to go ahead and open back up and let everything go crazy.
What's crazy is that he's doing that, and then right behind it, Mississippi goes, hold my beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, what, 11 states now that are just going to open fully. Now, here's the crazy thing, and this is my concern about this, outside of the whole this is dumb to open it up, at least wait till if 50% of the state was vaccinated, mm-hmm. then I would probably be like, hey, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. But my concern is this. Remember when COVID first started and then the first lockdown? And then they're talking about wearing masks and making mask mandates. And finally, they're like, everyone needs to wear a mask. And all the drama that happened everywhere with people not wanting to wear a mask and all that. We're at a point now where everybody's doing it, whether they like it or not. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go back to where we were around June, July, August, where you're going to have these nut jobs that, because he's living it up to the business. So a business can say, you have to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. But the people are going to come in and go like, nope, there's no law that says I have to wear a mask. The governor released it. I mean, it's going to go back to that whole shit show of stuff. And it's just going to be stupid.
I hate those people. Because no shirt, no shoes, no service. So what's the difference? No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. Get the fuck out my store.
Well, exactly. But I mean, it's just going to get crazy. And what they're doing is they're looking at if the hospital levels get above, I think, 15%, then the county judges can step in. But here's the trick. The county judges can't make a business go down less than 50%. They can't make a business mandate masks. It's not going to be as easy as just leaving it to the counties to figure out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's straight up Hunger Games, you know, here in Texas now. May the odds ever be in your favor. That's all you can really do. You just got to go out and hope for the best, because we got spring break is next week. How convenient that spring break was next week. Watch and see what happens in South Padre next week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
because so many great memories Wednesday. In South Padre Island, too. Mm.
I know you did. I never made it there, but I remember because one of us had a job, you know, but you were just like, I'm going to spring break, but I had to work.
Okay.
I don't feel bad. Had to flip them burgers at Sonic, man. Had to make that money.
Hey, but you did.
Yeah, but I bet next week you're going to see a spike.
Oh, yeah.
After that, because of spring break. And I just think it just blows my mind where these people are. And the other thing that is interesting to me is that if Greg Abbott and his family are vaccinated, and then he's like, hey, we're going to open everything up. That's great for you because you're vaccinated.
I think there are a lot of people who are still,
a lot of people still waiting and like on these different waiting lists and trying to get in. It's not like this easy process where, you know what, I'm going to go Tuesday and get it. It's not that easy for a lot of people. A lot of people don't even know, do I qualify? How do I find out if I qualify? There's so many things that has not been rolled out as well as they probably could have in the short amount of time they had to ramp up. But I just don't think this is the right time for these states to do that. But Texas is going to Texas, I guess. You know, everything is bigger and better here, including stupidity.
Remember this guy, Richard Barnett?
Yes.
He was that 60-year-old guy from Arkansas who wanted his day in infamy and got it when he posted a picture of himself sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair with his feet up on her desk. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been let out of jail, and he's in court yelling at the judge, it's not fair, because other people have been let out. And I'm like, sir, I know you've been brainwashed along with the other idiots that stormed the Capitol and yes, I can fairly call them idiots. I can justly call them idiots. Storming the Capitol and saying, well, it's our house. Not in that way.
Yeah.
And you think even the people that were on the floor flipping through the reports, oh, well, we need to see what they're talking about. Do you realize that you can't do that? I mean, who doesn't know that?
Yeah.
Who doesn't know that? I'm not understanding the concept. And it's not fair. It's not fair. What's not fair is that, I get it. They let other people out. But, you shouldn't be out. And some of those other people probably shouldn't be out either.
Well, a lot of the ones that they've let out are the ones who are kind of minor stuff. They walked through the hallways, walked right on out. Mm-hmm. This dude went to Nancy Pelosi's office, sat posed with his feet up on her desk, left her a note, a threatening note.
A threat, yeah, not just a note.
Folders. Yeah, and so I'm like, "That this is why you're not out. It's because you did all that. And you got to own up to it, right? There's a difference, you know, if get bank robbers that get arrested, if you just drove the getaway car, never went in the bank, you can get a lesser sentence than the people who went in with the guns and took the money. Y'all committed a crime, but he did less. So this dude, he did a whole lot more than all those people that just walked through. So, hey, go ahead and take it. You were Billy Badass January 6th.
Yep.
Why are you acting like a spoiled teenager now? There's no fear. You know, yeah, go sit in your jail cell. Shut up.
You know, if you had just complied. I'm just saying, if you had just complied, if you had just followed the rules, and the rules were don't do the stupid shit you did, you wouldn't be where you are right now.
If you just did what the authority was telling you to do and listen, you wouldn't be in this situation.
At all. But, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, some people are afforded special privileges, so be it. But I have noticed this. I have noticed that there's some... I've noticed the right becoming, and I better say the right, I go with the extreme right, becoming what they call the left a lot, right? Anybody that doesn't agree with them wholeheartedly, you know, snowflakes and whatnot. And you and I disagree on this one because... well, you just do. You like to disagree with me sometimes.
It's what I do. It's my purpose.
I saw this post the other day, right? And it had Ted Cruz on it, your favorite guy, of course, talking about...
Throw him out.
I like how you got that tag in there, see?
Thank you.
But it was him talking at CPAC about Donald Trump and how what a great man he is and this and that. You know, caping for Donald Trump as he has done ever since, like you pointed out earlier, even after the fact of what he said about his father, what he said about his wife and how strong he was and how, you know, he was ready to fight Donald Trump over what he said about Heidi. And then he goes and backs him completely, right? So anyway, this video is of him there and then... So I comment on there for the first time and you know, and say, forget politics. The man insults your father, your wife, yet you are his biggest cheerleader. Ted Cruz is a disgrace to men everywhere. But then again, he did throw his daughter under the bus to try and save face. And so past that, the person responds. Now, the person I used to work with a while back, right, who is a news person, has been working in News Talk Radio for a long time, since back in the day when we were working together. And he goes, yikes, Yanni, you're a music DJ last I remember. Why are you jumping in my news talk lane getting nasty? I've been over here going on 25 years and not once jumped into your side of the biz, but okay, let's podcast together and have a real conversation. Because I mentioned about the fact that we're going to talk about it on the podcast, which, of course, we did talk about Ted Cruz and whatnot, right?
Yep.
And to me, I go, wait a minute. How is it that it becomes, because of my profession, I can't talk about this, right? Is that really the thing? Because, I mean, you're an HR guy. You can't possibly talk politics, can you?
Yeah, so I saw that exchange, and here's where I disagree. I think you took that wrong. I think you took what she was saying the wrong way. I hear her saying is that, have you commented other times on her stuff? Or is this the first time, either in a long time or first time ever, that you commented? And I think her point was, okay, I've been doing this 25 years. I've never slid into your comments. Why are you trying to get in my news?
Which is fine if you do. That's why we post. Post so people could comment.
That's true. But I think you took this the wrong way and ran with it.
No, I think she took that the wrong way. But yeah, go ahead. Continue.
I
she's got long hair. Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, well, then she's right. Why are we doing this? She's right.
I knew there was a reason you were agreeing with her, because there's no way you take that.
No, I have no idea who she is or what she looks like, but I read that exchange, and I was just like, yeah, Yanni, why are you acting like that? What's wrong with you?
I said, forget politics. First of all, forget politics.
I thought maybe you were hungry. You hadn't had lunch yet.
Oh,
you were just
Jesus.
Like,
here you go. I won't even waste anybody else's time with the rest of the exchanges. But yeah, it was pretty. And here's the thing about it. Right. Here's the interesting thing about me when I post, especially on social. I usually go back and edit it. And it's the same thing with emails. I do it, especially with work emails. I go back and edit those emails. And that's why I like conversation and not really, I don't engage on a lot of stuff. If it starts getting certain ways, I don't engage in it. And I back away from a lot of it. So, which is very different than you see me in person. Because in person, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. But it's one of those things where you know people can read it the wrong way. And so you rewrite it just to make sure they don't. And mm-hmm. yet they do. And you go, okay, whatever. So, you know, all said and done, whatever. I would love to put that onto this bullshit, but we've got other bullshit to talk about.
Yeah, no, we do. We've got some other bullshit to talk about. It's okay to be wrong sometimes. It's okay.
But I'm never wrong. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Short hair's amazing. On men and women.
So.
Short hair don't care. I even cut mine off just for you this week.
All hair matters.
Oh, that's the name of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, All Hair Matters. That's the name. Okay, so did you see this bullshit about Florida, right? But this is interesting. A black police officer in Florida was fired for using the N-word, but his police union wants him reinstated. Mm. Now, here's what I saw this headline. I'm like, okay, I'm interested. What did he say? I'm thinking like he's going to, you know, he's breaking up something. I'll arrest all you N-words, you know, or something. Wasn't the case. He was in his patrol car.
So he didn't do the training day.
Yeah. No. Jake. No, he didn't do training day on him. Okay. But so he's in the car and he's talking to a friend, somebody he knows, whatever. And he uses the word when they're having this debate about whose job is more. And I was went on the conversation, but just what they put into the article, whose job is maybe more important, more stressful, more different things. And he was saying that, you know, well, yeah, I'm sure your job, I mean, you're an executive, you got to deal with a whole lot of money and all that stuff. He goes, and, you know, I'm out here trying to make sure some ghetto N-word kid doesn't get shot. So if I did that, then I did a good job. But it was just a conversation, right? But it was picked up on his vest and microphone. And that could happen to any of us because, you know, how we always joke about we got our work voice and then we have our at-home voice. And you call me at work, this is terrible. How can I help you? Total, you know, sounds pretty much the same, but there's certain folks that call me like, oh, what's up, man? What you have to, you know, you start talking different.
But wait a minute.
I think he was just having a conversation and got caught. And I just think he got caught up in it.
Can he use the, I'm black, I can say it, excuse?
He could, but you know, you can't do it at work. You can't go on the air and just start dropping N-words and be like, oh, it's cool. I'm black.
NFL, they're finding players for it.
So, just saying, you know, it's not that easy. Yeah, I think he just forgot that the camera and mics were on, or the mic was on. And so he was just having a conversation in his patrol car with a friend of his and got caught up. I think that's what happened. It'd be different if he was pulling up to pull people out, you know, to do a traffic stop and be like, you two N-words, get out the car. You know, that's totally different. He was just having a conversation with somebody over the phone.
I wonder if he ticked somebody off in that department, if he had ratted somebody else out on something, because it seems, based on petty. What you say, even on the whole concept of, you know, the work voice, the other voice, because it was not like he was saying, I'm going to go round up all these and I'm going to kill somebody tonight. Or, I'm going to get my tally up tonight. I'm going to, he didn't say all that. Right. No. So the question then becomes, what was it that made them say this? Was it one person that heard it and went, they didn't like him and this is the way to get him out? Or what is it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Got to keep an eye on the story then. So we got to see
what happens. Yeah, see if there's more to it.
You know, more bullshit concerning black people. One that you can really relate to is a black couple in Louisiana who went out to eat. And this is on a Facebook post. The guy posted about it saying that they went out to eat. And let's see, in a nutshell, they get their bill. Mm-hmm. And they notice at the bottom of the bill, it has 20%. It's now it's him and his wife. So okay. You got to say that first. It's a party of two.
Yeah.
And it's got 20% gratuity added to the bill. Mm-hmm. And he asked the server, like, hey, what's with the gratuity? Oh, that's our policy. That's your policy? Yeah, we do it on every bill. So he says, it's some bullshit. So he picks up the phone and he calls the restaurant while he's in the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And so he calls the restaurant. Hey, what's your tipping policy? And they're like, we don't have a tipping policy. All right, well, I need to speak to a manager. So when the manager comes on, he asks the manager the tipping policy. This is the part that gets me. The manager goes, are you in the restaurant right now?
The call is coming from inside the house.
Because the manager's like, well, yeah, we do that. We do that on every bill. But then the guy gets off the phone, asks one of the white people at the table, surrounding tables, hey, did you get that just paid? Did they tack a tip on there, gratuity on there? They're like, no. So, of course, they make this post. They end up getting an apology from the owner who's like, hey, no, this is not what we do. This is not – I don't believe in this. And so he's suspended the manager, the server, and, you know, admitted wrongdoing and apologized for it. To their point, they've even gone back and said, well, here's what we like. They didn't want them fired. They go, you know,
right.
They stopped short of asking for them to be fired. They really asked for them for – and I think it was – money towards helping kids who want to get into the restaurant business in the industry to help them learn more about it. So what they're asking for is some good stuff, saying this is bigger than us. It's not about we don't want money out of this. We just want to not be added a 20% tip just because we're black.
Right.
Really
right.
And truly.
Yeah.
You've worked in this business. Now, I tip 15% automatic. If the service is great, I give more. If it's you give me shitty service, I start subtracting. I really start subtracting from that 15. Very rarely have I ever stopped at just 15 because it's always been good service or shitty service. Mediocre service is depends on what the bill is, I may go. And usually I go by whatever the bill says and round up to a number I like or round down because, well, I really can't since I can't subtract for shitty service. But I wish I could.
So I give 20% is my low end. Even if you shitty service, I'm going to give you 20%. Mm. Other than that, I go above and beyond. Partly because when I'm at a restaurant, I look at a few things. As I meet the server, you can tell a server's new. And so I'm like, okay, this person's new. Okay, cool. And then as I'm looking around, I notice that this new server has like 10 tables. And all those 10 tables have 2 to 3, 4 people in them. And then if you have a hostess that double, it's called getting double sat. So you get double sat with 2 4 tops, that's like an 8 top. And that's a lot if you're a new person. So I look at that as like, that's not the server's fault. That's the manager's problem, putting the server in this position. So I'm not going to hold her accountable to it. The other thing is that you might have had a bad day. Maybe my tip will help you, you know, compensate for somebody who stiffed you earlier. So my heart's in the hospitality service industry. I'm a big tipper for those. Mm-hmm. Now, in this story, it bothers me because when I heard the phrase black tops, you know, when I first got into the full service industry.
That's not a basketball court?
Nope. Blacktop is a table of black people, right? And a lot of times that there is this rumor that black people don't tip, right? It's just a huge rumor. And I recall one experience I had. It was like closing night, closing on a Sunday. And it was, you know, a party of 10. This black family all came in. And I had like 2 servers left. None of them wanted to take them. And I was just like, because they're like, Terrell, they don't tip. I'm like, yeah, they do. Stop that. That's not true. So I said, you know what? I'll take them. So I took this table of 10 and I say like impeccable 5-star service. Like I was on top.
Now, are you saying that because you gave that service?
No, I went above and beyond to try to prove a point that black people tip. And did I get a tip? No. And so I don't believe
you don't need it.
I don't believe that all black people don't tip. I don't believe that. But I have seen it. I think it's wrong to profile people just because they're black. They're not going to tip. And I'll be honest. There's sometimes I've gone into, because, you know, I'm bougie as shit. So I like going to these nice restaurants. You know, I make sure I tip That way they know, hey, maybe he thought he was going to come in and get some Crown Royal. I'm like, no, I don't want Crown Royal. Give me Blanton's. You know, two ice cubes, please. Because, like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. But they, I've seen it, but I don't believe in tipping less than 20%. And also, I think it depends on where you went. Because I think sometimes people, not just black people, but people expect five-star service from a Waffle House. And it's like, it's a Waffle House. What do you expect? If you order a steak at a Waffle House and it's too pink and you gotta lose your shit and expect to get free stuff. So, and here's the other thing.
It's impossible to have a two-pink steak in Waffle House. They're about this then.
But as all the years I was in the restaurant industry, the things I've had people yell at me for or want taken off their menu, sometimes a lot of the customers are ridiculous. I had one person, this frozen margarita is too cold. True complaint. This triple chocolate meltdown is too sweet. This lemon drop martini tastes nothing like alcohol. I don't take it off my bill. That's the kind of stupid stuff. I've been cussed out over cold french fries. Like, once you live through that, I always look at some of these situations like, I see both sides. But you definitely shouldn't, like, grat people just because you think that race is not going to tip.
Yeah. I mean, and then lie about it. I mean.
Well, that manager needs to be fired. That means, I applaud the couple for not fighting for that because that's not their stance. That owner needs to own that. But I think that manager should definitely be fired. Because
when they call, too.
Yeah, because you treat somebody like that. What else has he done that he didn't get caught doing?
Yeah.
And obviously, the staff knew about it, that he would be okay with them putting a 20% grat on a two-top that you just never do. So if it were me, if I was back in my restaurant operations days, that manager, that server would be fired.
Yeah, because they're not asking them to be fired and said to leave it up to the owner to do that. And I get what they're saying, and I agree with you. The manager definitely should be fired. The server, I mean, he's going to end up somewhere else doing the same thing again anyway. And probably the manager, too.
That's a small restaurant pool. They'll be fine. They'll get other jobs.
Yeah, so.
They'll be racist to someone else somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. They'll blacktop somebody else.
They'll blacktop someone else.
Don't put it on mine. I pay attention to all that shit.
But see, that's why you gotta tip, you know, and it's not about 15%, it's 20. It's not docking it. Because you don't even know what your tab is, so how do you deduct money when you don't even know what your full bill is?
No, see, here's the part that
you said.
I know what I said.
As a service customer.
As a percentage. Because it doesn't matter what the bill is, if a percentage is a percentage.
Okay.
So whether the bill is $100 or $200, 50% to 10% or 15% to 20% is still going to be 15 to 20% or 15 back down to 10. It doesn't matter. I can dock my percentage already based on your shitty ass service. If you walk by my table and I'm seeing I know my glass is down and you have not even asked to refill it at any point, but you keep refilling this other person's drink across from me when they get three quarters down. Yes, I'm docking shit from you. Fuck the 20%. You're not getting that. And I understand why you do that, because you come from that industry, and that's great. But me, I don't come from that industry, right? And here's the thing.
It's apparent.
They always, and of course it is apparent. Yeah, and you can say that as you want, because that's great for you. But if, as I remember, there's no written law saying that you have to give any tip in the first place. I always tip, regardless. I've never not tipped. So there's a key point. I never not tip. And I always tip decent unless the service is shitty. If the service is shitty, you're going to get a shitty tip.
I guess we'd have to understand what your definition of shitty service is. Because with the example you gave, that wasn't shitty service. That was discriminatory service where they took care of this person and purposely didn't take care of you.
That's but shitty what service.
That's discriminatory service.
And
but
it's still discriminatory is still shitty.
What is bad service? What is bad service? Like, If your French fries are cold, is that the server's fault?
No, of course not. I saw my stuff sitting up there waiting, and you just been doing everybody else's and leaving mine. But no, it's not their fault. And I don't order fries purposely.
Yeah. See, this is why any parents out there listening, make your kids work 1 year in the service industry. That way they can just understand. Not saying that Yanni's wrong. I'm definitely not saying he's right. But he's not done it. And I think every kid should work in the service industry, whether it be fast food, or full service at least 1 year, and then they'll see and act very different when they go out to restaurants.
No, but you'll also expect more from your service at the same time, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying. Look,
depends on where I'm at.
And I've had bad service even from managers. I've been in a store and ordered a sandwich, right? And go, yeah, I don't want this on there. Go back up. Oh, yeah, I asked for this without tomatoes. I've literally had somebody who took it, turned around, put it on the counter behind them, opened the sandwich, took the tomatoes out, brought it back to me. I go, all right, you know what? Just give me back my money, right? Then I've been in another place where the manager did the exact same thing. And I'm like, you know what? Except he didn't turn around. He just opened it up in front of me, took it off. And I go, I could have done that. I'm not an asshole. I could have done that. I asked for this not to be on there because you don't know if I'm allergic to it or not. Just give me back my money. And at the end of the day, because I just, for me, bad service, I decide I'm no longer spending my money with you. That's all there is to it.
I just think maybe that was God telling you you need to start eating tomatoes and vegetables.
You know,
maybe that was a sign. That was a sign. I know it when we would do new restaurant openings and we would do like family friends night, and it was a way to just test, right? Mm-hmm. Get people practice. And so when you're doing that, people can't modify. They can't say no tomato. We're going to make it just like the menu for that night. So we tell
this
everybody,
was not that day, but go ahead.
Here's your 86ers right here. If you want 86 pickles, use these two little fingers. Take them pickles off that sandwich if that's what you want. That was not the case there. I totally get it.
I was paying
goodness,
for shit.
Goodness, you had some people really, really hurt you. So you got barbers putting balls on your shoulder and then people messing with your food and this bad service. You're like traumatized. So
I think
you and I will totally disagree what we think bad service is. I just think we would disagree on what that is. And I have no problem seeing a server that's busy be like, hey, excuse me, ma'am, when you get a second, I get some more tea. I have no problem doing that. And that doesn't dock her a percentage.
No. And
of
see,
her tip.
No, here's the point. I didn't say that if they just don't show up. You see, this is where you go from saying, oh, well, is that shitty service or is that discriminatory service? Yes, well, discriminatory service is
still
shitty
service.
I don't talk like that. You did talk like that, sir.
No, discriminatory service is wrong and discriminatory compared to, hey, I'm just busy and I miss that. Totally different.
I wasn't
if I'm
busy.
Purposely.
See, that's the difference.
No. What you said was discriminatory, and I said that's totally different than just having bad service. And so for you, and you go straight to shitty service, I just don't know what that means. I don't know what shitty and bad service is, but you've never worked in the industry.
That's right.
So you don't know what you're talking
because
about.
Because you've worked in the industry, there's no such thing as shitty service. I got it.
No, because I worked in the industry, I understand that there could be shitty service, bad service, or there could have been a misunderstanding. For you, you're going into these places and expecting Ruth Chris service at some little shitty place. And if it's not at McDonald's drive-thru, you don't get that.
Ruth Chris service has better be at the top of the line, because you know how much they charge for that goddamn Blanton's, man? Jesus Christ. They better give the best service. So, yes, I expect the top of the line from them. Anywhere else, again, I already know what I'm going to get when I go to McDonald's. So I have an idea of what I'm getting already.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay. So if I go to Applebee's, I know what I'm getting. So, but at the same time, the bare minimum of what I already expect doesn't mean you give me less than that. When I go to Waffle House, which I used to do very often after the club, I know what I'm getting. I know the service. So when the waitress shows up with no teeth, you already know, okay, cool, just don't look. Talk down here. You know?
Wait, how long is the hair?
Let's get the hell out of here. Jesus Christ. Hope there's not a hair in your drink.
Yeah. It better not be a short one.
You don't care as long as it's a long hair, Jesus Christ. What you sipping on over there, buddy?
You know, I still love Texas, even though there's a couple politicians I want out, but I'm drinking some Deep Eddy vodka.
Oh, the one I saw on your shelf the other day.
Yeah.
On the bar. Nice. I've got to try that some point in time. Well, I'm back to the brown. I'm on my Four Roses small batch.
Going back to what you know.
Yes, sir. I love it. Nice way to hit the nightcap.
Yeah, I know. Little nightcap, little. I'm probably gonna crash a little bit early tonight. So I've been trying to do this running thing in the mornings.
Oh well, good luck. Yeah, it really is. It really is. That's why I haven't done it. I run when somebody's chasing me, or on when I have to go to the bathroom in a commercial break.
Okay, TMI. TMI.
Oh, man. Let's toast to all hair matter.
All hair matters. Just the short ones aren't for me.
I'm Yanni Rude.
Just Terrell.
Remember to follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit, and we'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.